Well, I thought the game was wasn't as well played as we played in Colorado. I thought we managed to get the win. I thought that we did some things good. We managed. The first period for me was kind of set the tone for the game. We ended up with four shorthanded situations, and there was no pace to the game in the first. I thought we did the necessary things to win. I thought that Montoya played a real strong game, and I'm happy we won three in a row.
Can you talk a bit about if you are feeling better about your team's consistency now that you've won three?
I'm happy with the consistency that we were able to win. It was a game that was a little more challenging to win this game. I don't know that there was a great deal of comfort in the way we played, but I thought we managed things okay. We didn't get ourselves into situations where we consistently had bad shifts. We had a couple of challenges through the game, but I thought that, I think we're going to have to be better when we go on this road trip, and I think we recognize that.
You probably didn't have to spend as much time in your own zone, though, as you have in other games, though. Well, it seemed like you kept a lot of play out of your end for a sustained period.
Well, I think we did, but I think the times that we were in our zone, I think that they put a lot of pucks to the net, and there was a lot of secondary opportunities that had Montoya not been sharp, I think it could have been a little bit of a challenge as the disallowed goal, kind of proved, So I thought from that standpoint, I thought that he played big in the net, and we managed to clear some of the things out there. So when they were in our zone, I thought they had a lot of activity there, and to me that made me a little bit nervous.
Decision to put Pluso for the late shift protecting the lead?
Well, what happened, we got caught on a mix-up and a line change. That's what happened. There was an extension of one player, and then his line got out longer, and so we just moved him out there, But, he's played well enough to... Is he referring to the empty net goal or what?
Reward for him, I guess, late shift.
Yeah. But, he was playing well enough, but that was just kind of the situation. Plus, I wanted a right-hand shot out there late in the period.
Have you seen something like what Evander did, passing it up to Pelusa?
Well, I thought that was a nice play. I thought it was unselfish. I thought it was take your pick of who could have scored or wanted to score that goal, but I thought it was a good play on Evander's part. Pass it over to him and allow him to score, I thought that was a nice play.
Cole, I've heard you hinting that we're making too much of the goaltending situation, but would you go so far as to say there's something of a freshness with Al in the net here in the last week or so with your team?
I'm not trying to make too much of the goaltending situation. I'm fully aware of what Al Montoya is doing and how he's playing. He's playing well. He played very well again tonight. You got to give him full credit. You can't lose sight of the fact that the Pavlik's our starting goalie, and that's not to say that Montoya is not going to play. Right now, we're just going to go with what we're going to go with, however that is. So I'm not sure who will start the next game, but I'm not sure if a freshness is how it is. These things they're like your special teams to a degree. They kind of go in cycles, and right now he's riding a good cycle, and I'm watching it and I'm well aware of it. But I'm not losing the fact that Pavlik is a very good goalie, and I don't like to make it a bigger issue than it really is. To me, it's one guy's playing well, and the other guy's hit a bump in the road, and that's the way it goes. That happens with all the players.
Minutes amongst your six defensemen seem to be a little more even tonight. Was that a conscious decision, or something that just kind of played out that way?
No, I think it just plays out that way. Sometimes that has to do a lot with the opponent, if how they're doing their line changes and how they're... or who they are, If you're playing Pittsburgh and you got Crosby out there every second shift, I think you're going to be aware of what's happening, But our guys are playing pretty good.
But is this team, though, at a point in this... it's only halfway the season, but at a point in the season in terms of the standings where you have to ride the hot hand, that there isn't... and this team doesn't have a whole lot of wiggle room?
Well, we recognize that you have to win games, We recognize that, but that's just part of the coaching decisions you have to make. We've been trying to win games the first 41 games as well, You do what you have to do. We know that this league is about winning. You know, how that plays out with the goaltending situation, it'll just play itself out like a lot of other things. I'm not going to try and fit, you know, round pegs and square holes, or square holes, square pegs and round holes, however you like to put it.
What reason would there be to not play Alex?
I haven't really given that too much thought, so I don't have my list of 10 things. You know, I don't know. I don't, you know.
You say Pavlik is your starter. What would it, how many more games like this would it take from Montoya before you might
call
him your starter?
Before, what was the end of that question?
How many more games like this from Montoya would you need to see before you might change your definition of number one?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and get into the goaltending scenario. For me, it you think it over, you watch the tape, you look at it, and you say, okay, where are we at? He's played well. He's won six straight games. I mean, you know, I'm not oblivious to what's going on the team. You're trying to manage the situation, and you manage it. You got to win games. You know that. So where it all fits in, it'll all get sorted out. I don't have a list for you.